are Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Rain along the North Carolina coast as Tropical Storm Ophelia makes landfall, dumping a lot of rain, posing potential wind and power problems too into the mid-Atlantic. WJZ-TV reporter Stefan Dingle is watching the storm from Ocean City, Maryland.
Tropical Storm Ophelia caused severe flooding in the coastal town of Belhaven, North Carolina, Saturday morning. The storm downed trees and knocked out power to tens of thousands of customers, including in Richmond, Virginia.
The limb from my neighbor's house had broke from their tree. It had broke their power line from the pole to the house, and it snapped and pulled the pole over.
Tropical storm warnings were issued in several states, including Delaware, where the severe weather made for extremely rough surf.
And in rainy Washington, a House committee had an unusual Saturday meeting to advance some government funding bills that might not actually pass Congress, but did give encouragement to Speaker Kevin McCarthy as a possible partial government shutdown deadline approaches at the end of the month.
I feel much better about where we are.
Why is that?
Well, we were able today to pass a rule to bring four of them up. If you watch, for a long time since last July, a few members were stopping us from ever being even start the bills. That's why we haven't been able to do them yet.
On the labor front, the United Auto Workers strike against Detroit's Big Three is now into its second week, with a greater impact now on GM and Chrysler's parent company than on Ford. And
President Biden will travel to Detroit Tuesday to, quote, join the picket line and stand in solidarity with workers. GM and Stellantis claim they're bargaining in good faith, with GM calling the strike expansion unnecessary. Ford was not targeted by the new action because the union says they're making progress in negotiations.
Correspondent Bradley Blackburn. While in Hollywood's entertainment disputes, some signs of progress in one of them because of ongoing talks and the writer's strike now into the weekend.
This is a big deal considering it is a Saturday, the fourth day of negotiations, with some of the heads of major studios meeting with the WGA, and the Writers Guild is promising to continue working toward a deal that writers deserve.
Reporter Rick Montanez of CBS Los Angeles. In the Middle East, more demonstrations in Tel Aviv in protest of efforts by the government of Prime Minister Netanyahu to weaken Israel's Supreme Court.
We don't approve. We want to fight for our democracy. And that's why we're here tonight, together with thousands of others. And we will be back here every week until there's a change.
And still overseas, Russia says Ukraine has launched another missile attack on Sevastopol in the occupied Crimean Peninsula. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 58. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 67. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 56. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
like this.
Local music that's brand new, Magic Conch there. The name of the album was called Fine Dining and Breathing, and that was Moments Like This. Love the new Magic Conch album. Before that, Meet Me in the Middle to kick off the evening. Magic Conch, they had a show at the Memorial Union Terrace, but unfortunately it got rained out, Rocker.
Oh, man.
How disappointing. And they haven't played a show in Madison for a while. They don't have anything on the books right now, but they promised us some October shows, announcement soon.
Maybe a Devil's Lair is in their future.
Hey, Magic Conch, we want you in the Devil's Lair. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. So it's just the two of us holding the fort down tonight, man.
Oh, boy.
We're holding out the people from the parking garage right now. Stay back. We got an action-packed tonight. Action-packed show, as always, Rocker. Who's coming in to visit?
Jimmy Burby. High Noon Saloon Booking. Joe Burbach. He's going to be in here to tell us about all the things that are really going on. A lot of opportunities for local bands at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison. Rain Stern. We're going to be calling her in L.A. She's out there. We're going to hear all about her new music and what's going on with her out in L.A.
New EP is awesome, by the way.
Work. Frank Loffenberg, he's gonna be leaving his gig at 7 o'clock. He gets done, he's gonna be rushing over here. We're gonna get to talk to him about the new work and their tour and all good stuff. Work and Devil's Lair tonight, Jimmy. Drivatron. Not sure what that is, but we're gonna find out from Paul Vash. He's gonna be in the Devil's Lair performing his music, and then Max Inc. Heavy after 10, Jimmy.
No guest on Max Inc. Heavy this week. I went camping.
Yeah,
this past week.
Where did you go?
We went up to Superior. Remember, this was a surprise for Mrs. K. She knew that we were going camping. She just didn't know where we were camping. So we went to Patterson State Park. Cool park. There was two big waterfalls. Excellent hiking. Superior is really nice.
Yeah, that's is that close to Duluth up there, Duluth Superior?
Yeah, it's just on the other side of the bridge. In fact, we took a day trip to the Wisconsin Point, which is the entry into the Superior Bay for the big ships.
Wow.
And we got there just in time for this humongous ship just pulling into the Superior Port. It was quite the sight to see, actually. Really cool.
Wow, Superior has a lot. You know, there's a lot of great wood that comes from Superior now.
Really?
Yeah, they all these ships that sunk, like, in the 1800s and stuff with shiploads of wood, right, sunk to the bottom, and they aged this wood. So there's, you know, been people now for years, timeless timber, and they dredge up this wood that was, like, you know, sunk and then turn it into all kinds of things, even guitars.
Nice. You know who's from Superior that's in the Madison music scene?
Who's that?
I didn't know this until E-Dub told me.
Yeah?
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident.
Oh, no way. Well, that explains everything.
I don't know what that means, Ty. That was Rocker saying. That wasn't me. Musically, we got some new music tonight. We got the... I'm not going to tell you who, but we're going to play some songs from bands playing at the High Noon Saloon tonight.
Oh, cool.
Before Burby comes in. Right now, let's do the Rascal Theory. This is brand new from them. You Got Me. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Standing around with my hat in my hand. you got me.
Civic Media, we are local music. Buffalo Nichols there, Meet Me at the Bottom is the title track from that particular album back in 2022. Buffalo Nichols coming to the High Noon Saloon on Thursday, October 5th. Before that, Rascal Theory, they're going to be at the Full Mile Beer Company out in Sun Prairie Saturday, October 14th. Rocker and Jimmy K hanging out with you on a Saturday evening, 844-967-2789. 844-967-PARTY. If you want to have a chat with us, you could also call or text us right from the Civic Media app. We got Burby from the High Noon Saloon. He just walked in. We're going to have a chat with him about upcoming shows at the High Noon. Maybe we'll talk about this one. The Runaway Grooms from Vail, Colorado. They're coming October 3rd. Here's their song, Jenny, on Maxine and Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Earl Ingram, working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com. Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media presents The Skin Tones. It's a Max Inc. matinee concert series, Sunday, September 24th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, with special guest Fiberweed and The Drunk Drivers. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Cannabis Elevated at HerbalAspect.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Get advance tickets now at high-noon.com.
Saturday night, across the Wisconsin, state of Wisconsin. It's the Civic Media Radio Network, Max Inc. Radio. Original local music until midnight. I'm Jimmy Kay, here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. And Rocker, MaxIncRadio.com, it's come a long way, baby.
Brand new.
There's some cool content up there. It has access to all the podcasts from years or days ago, or whatever the case may be. Plus, what else is on there, dude?
It's just so easy to listen now. You click on listen, and it'll take you to a place where you'll see a list of all the radio stations across Wisconsin that were on broadcast, AM and FM, and a link to those radio stations so you can hear their local stream live. Or, of course, there's links to the Civic Media app. Little brain fart there, but Civic Media app, iPhone, Android, get it for both. And then, of course, there's links right to the current podcast, which is last week's show. So if you miss a show, go there. You can get a link to our latest podcast, and then, of course, an archive to all the interviews. The Devil's Lair, you name it, it's all there.
I love listening to the archives of The Devil's Lair, just for the music. I mean, there's so many good performances. It's all for you right now at MaxIncRadio.com.
All right, well, tonight, Jimmy, the High Noon Saloon might be the best-known venue in Madison, founded by Kathy Detmers, who owned the legendary OK's Corral. But then it burned to the ground in 2000, and the High Noon Saloon was the Phoenix Rising, and soon made a name for itself with creative booking, modern stage, PA and lighting, and run by musicians. Kathy was herself a bassist in the band Tormentula. And after much success and long hours, Kathy Detmers married, started a family, and retired from the music biz, selling the High Noon Saloon to FPC Live, the child of the merger between Frank Productions and Live Nation. FPC also owns the Majestic, the Sylvie Theaters in Madison. They're doing a lot of music. But with all of the touring bands coming through the Mad City, the High Noon Saloon has remained a great place for local bands to book and perform. Here to tell us about this award-winning club and what's coming up in the local music at the High Noon Saloon is FPC Live talent buyer and local musician Joe Burback, and we also know him as Burby. Burby, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
I started clapping a little too soon there. I got really excited.
Jimmy, I got a little long-winded there. Burby, hey, before we get hearing about the High Noon Saloon, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a local musician. What is your musical journey?
I've been playing music locally since mid-2000s, been in a handful of bands, the Grasshoppers, to name one of the bigger ones from back in the day.
You were in my basement.
We were just talking about being in Jimmy K's basement in 2007.
This is happening more often.
But just through the evolution of playing so many shows, starting to book bigger shows myself. I also run the Shanks Corners Block Party on the east side of Madison. So when the position opened up at Frank for a local talent buyer, it was just kind of a natural transition, seeming that I already knew a lot of the key players in the game.
And it seems like they've been pretty conducive or open to the local music. That you seem to book a lot of that.
Yeah, I mean, there was a handshake commitment made to Kathy Detmers when they took over, that we would continue to have as much local music as we can, at High Noon especially. That's always been the beacon of venues for local musicians. So that's literally my job, is booking local bands at the High Noon.
Wow, I've never heard that before, and kudos to Kathy for putting that in for the local music scene.
I think we do 65 to 70% of High Noon shows are local shows.
Wow, well, the High Noon Saloon has been providing local bands some unique booking opportunities, including outdoor patio shows in the summer and Sunday matinee shows from noon to 4 p.m. What do we need to know about them, and what shows do you have coming up?
The patio shows are just winding down, obviously, with summer ending. We did over 60 shows on our patio this year. They're happy hour shows, 5:30 to 7:30, free for people to come. We'll do that every year. That's just a really cool opportunity to just come hang out at the High Noon.
That's a fun atmosphere on the High Noon patio for those afternoon shows like that. I mean, that's a good time.
Absolutely.
All ages.
And it's all ages.
All
exactly.
ages, all animals. Bring your dogs, too.
Yeah. Wow.
We also, the High Noon offers the opportunity to really kind of jam as many shows in as we can. So we'll do two, even three shows a day sometimes. I know we've been doing the Max Inc. matinees shows. We've had a couple so far. We're going to keep trying to do those. We got one coming up tomorrow.
That's right.
Sunday, September 24th.
Skin Tones, man. Drunk Drivers, and Fiberweed.
Fiberweed!
It's a killer lineup.
It is a banger. We're going to keep doing those. We used to do a fun thing called the Rock and Roll Playhouse, which is like Sunday afternoon, noon to one, kids shows, all sorts of different stuff like that. But we're down to try anything.
Now, how can bands book at the High Noon? Everybody's asking, hey, how can I get that? Because you're the gem of the Madison music scene right now. It's a beautiful venue. How can bands get in there?
It's tricky, being the fact that we are one of the most popular clubs in the Midwest. Thanks, Kathy, for that. But if you send, get on the High Noon website, you'll see booking at high-noon.com. That's the email address that actually comes directly to me. So
what's the tip? And I already know the answer to this, because I struggle with the same thing. Well, what's the tip for the bands to grab your attention? Like, what's the three things they got to include in that email?
Well, I mean, it's a 400 cap venue, so it's ideal to be somewhat established already. Have a quality social media package, have some shows under your belt where you've sold, a good amount of tickets. But honestly, I check out every single band that sends any sort of submission. I listen to this music. I, offer my suggestions or advice, or we work on finding a date.
That's cool. To work with you to find a date, just reach out.
It's been a lot of fun working with these shows, Jimmy, and I'm looking forward to the ones that are going to be coming up. Burby, you're always thinking outside the box and coming up with creative ideas. What can we look for next? What's in the future for High Noon booking when it pertains to local bands?
We're coming upon the fall holiday season, so we have a lot of branded events that we've been doing forever. The freaking Halloween is coming up, which we've been doing probably since 2004 when the High Noon was founded. And then we get into Thanksgiving, where we do Black Friday with Natty Nation. We do a tribute to the Last Waltz every year on that Saturday, in homage to their famous 1976 Thanksgiving Day concert. So a lot of the branded shows seem to do really well. Something with a theme built in.
Mm, I see. Well, how can we keep up with the High Noon Saloon online?
Obviously the website. We have a excellent marketing team, so we're typically all over social media as well.
All right.
Nice. And of course, tomorrow is the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. It's happening at the High Noon Saloon. Doors open at noon. The show starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4.
Out of there by 4, Jimmy.
It's a great recipe for rock and roll. We got the Skin Tones, the Drunk Drivers, and Fiberweed. Fiberweed's, I think this is only their second show.
Oh, ever. Wow.
And they're fantastic. Have you heard their... You've heard
a little bit.
Yeah.
I know the Skin Tones have played a few shows in their time.
I want to tease this right now. Maxi and Kevy is at 10 o'clock tonight, and the first half hour is double dips of those three bands.
Fantastic.
Nice.
All right.
You know, the matinee idea was Jamie Curtis's idea. She came up with the idea
that
every band should play in the middle of the day. I don't know. As I get a little bit older, I really love that idea, though.
You know,
it's a lot of fun.
As we get older, you know, and we've had a lot of bands come in, a lot of fans we talk to, they love the idea of a matinee show.
Well, the first couple that we've done have been huge hits already, so we're going to keep them going.
Let's hope it. Hey, this artist is coming to the High Noon. It's John Craigie. And I didn't know this artist. He has some original music out, but when I was searching him on Bandcamp, his Zeppelin tribute album popped up. I'm a huge Zeppelin fan, but I always get nervous when I play a Zeppelin cover because I might hate it. I previewed it and I kind of liked it.
John Craigie tonight at the High Noon. There's only a handful of tickets left. He's a fantastic, you know, folk Americana artist in his own right. Mm-hmm. All his original music is amazing too.
Yes.
I have actually never heard the Zeppelin, so I'm excited to hear this.
Let's check it out right now. It's Good Times, Bad Times. John Craigie, he's playing at the High Noon tonight. Smack Sync on Civic Media. We are local music.
In the days of my youth, I was told what it means to be a man. Now I reach that age, I try to do all those things the best I can. No matter how I try, I find my way into the same old dream. Good times, bad times, you know I have my share. When my woman left home with a brown man, I still don't seem to care. At 16, I fell in love with a girl as sweet as she could be. Only took a couple of days till she was a bit of me. She swore that she would be all mine, love me till the end. When I whispered in her ear, I lost another friend. Oh, good times, bad times, you know I have my share. When a woman left home with a brown man, I still don't seem to care.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
time I saw it, blew my mind. I thought that violin must be one of a kind. This little bitty fella made it stand up straight. He just started slapping it, man, all over the place. I was hooked. I had to shout. You know that big bad bass really shocked me out. The guitar player, man, burned up the strings. And that harp fella made his whistle sing. But that little bass man made it stand up straight. He just started smacking it, man, all over the place. I was hooked. I had to shout. Well, that big bad bass really shocked me out. That big fat sound got a smile on my face. His plucking and walking, man, was first rate. That big bad rhythm was steady as a freight. I was hooked. Woo, I had a shout. You know that big fat bass really shocked me out. Tell you, check this out. Well, that guitar player burnt up his strength, and that flashy harpster made his whistle sing. But it was that little bass man who made it stand up straight. Man, it sure was smacking it out the place. I was hooked. Well, that big fat bass really shocked me up. There's someone, yeah, man, slap your bass. That big fat sound brought a smile to my face. His plucking and walking, man, it was first rate. But that big bad rhythm was steady as a plate. Now I was hooked. I had to shout. That big bad bass really shocks me out.
Maxinko Civic Media, we are local music. That's Nick Moss featuring Dennis Gruling. It shocks me out. Dennis Nick Moss was in the studio a couple weeks ago. You can find that podcast right now at maxincradio.com. Kaylin Cole, before that, You Ain't Jack. She's playing in Baraboo at the Tumbled Rock. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. We got a double dip of the big payback coming up here shortly, plus Rain Stern. We're going to get her on the phone from L.A. She'll join us here in just a couple of minutes. We've got some Arrow from Milwaukee in just a moment. Right now, Luke McGovern, he had a CD release show last night at Lake City Books. How cool is that? Congratulations, Luke. Here's a song off that album right now. It's called Yellow Jacket Rebirth on Max Inc. Radio.
Dusting off the windowsill. Find a little yellow jacket. Better see love, the one.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, folks.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help.
Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5